Welcome to another Rebel Room, your UNLV sports talk. Las Vegas Sun, Ryan Green, the UNLV beat reporter extraordinaire, Ray Brewer along with you. Folks, we're talking the game of all games. I know we've used game of the year multiple times, but I think really Saturday at Colorado State, game of the year, pretty cut and dry. Mountain West should get four bids. Maybe three, UNLV, Colorado State fighting for the last one. UNLV needs a W, Ryan.
Yeah, right now it's three, I think. And, you know, depending on what happens Saturday, maybe it'll turn into four. But this is it. If UNLV wants to, you know, avoid having a sweat-out Selection Sunday, it's going to start here. You know, winning this game alone isn't going to do it, but it's going to start here, and this would be huge. You know, the Rebels are heading into what I think is kind of a hornet's nest. You know, Colorado State has given them a lot of trouble up in Fort Collins the last couple of years, in years when UNLV was a clear-cut better team. This year, it's hard to say that UNLV is a better team. UNLV, more talented. Colorado State plays better team basketball, and that's just the truth of it. You look at what they've done. Their only losses in conference play have come at New Mexico and at home against BYU and San Diego State. There's no shame in any of those three losses. They're beating everyone they're supposed to beat, and they're rolling right now. They're doing it consistently. They're playing great ball. It's hard to say enough good things about Colorado State with what Tim Miles has done there.
Yeah, and even the loss at home to BYU, they were ahead in the game, and they gave BYU a...
And they lost to San Diego State at the buzzer.
Yeah, and they're tough to win on the road in this league, especially tough for a UNLV team to go up in elevation to Colorado State. Does that still, in my mind, it does play a huge factor. Is that still a thought in anybody's mind?
For the guys who have played in it on this team, I don't think it is. You know, like some of the first – like Quintrell Thomas at the Air Force game was struggling with the elevation some. But guys who've played in it, you know, the Stanbacks, the Willises, the Marshalls, the guys who've done it about six, seven times now, I don't think it has as much effect on them. But, you know, what they've got to worry about more this time is the road atmosphere. It's – look, Moby Arena has not been a tough road atmosphere until this year. You know, they're filling that place up for their big home games. Saturday's going to be no different because, you know, while UNLV needs this for its at-large profile, so does Colorado State. So, you know, Colorado State doesn't have the quality non-conference wins that UNLV has in its hip pocket. They beat New Mexico once, and, you know, if they can beat UNLV twice, that says something to the selection committee.
It does, and Colorado State came down to Las Vegas about 6 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, beat UNLV, and at the time it was an upset. But Colorado State obviously has earned its stripes, played well, and what kind of hurt UNLV the first game, its inability to shoot, has become problematic the rest of the way against Air Force in a ugly, ugly win on Tuesday. UNLV only makes 13 field goals.
Well, you know, UNLV's found ways to overcome the bad shooting in some of their wins, but there was no overcoming it that night because that was the one game this year that UNLV lost where they just looked like where the effort was questionable. You know, the San Diego State games, the effort was not questionable. The BYU games, the effort was not questionable. Even the UC Santa Barbara game, effort not questionable. This game, the effort was questionable. They went into this game and I think thought that they were going to go in there and just slam Colorado State, you know, for old time's sake. Colorado State punched him in the mouth and you know, they got him in a big enough hole that even the home crowd couldn't get him back into it. You know, and you know, if UNLV is reminded of that game at all, maybe it'll serve as some added motivation, but it's hard to tell at this point what's going to really motivate this team because they just seem to be sputtering.
They do, and all year it's been a team that at the beginning of the year they started off great. You know, They look great in that Anaheim tournament. They beat a good Virginia Tech team. And then you just saw little signs throughout, you know, the end of December and into January that said, well, what's going on? You know, they let Boise State come back in the game.
Reno come back in the game.
Santa Barbara, which is actually a pretty good team.
And they've fallen apart, making that loss look even worse.
Yeah. And you know, then they go to Kansas State and they win in a tough environment, you know, in Kansas City. And it's just like, well, what team is going to show up? Is it going to be this team that you know, played great pressure defense, hit its shot, looked like world beaters during Thanksgiving? Is it going to be the team that can't hit the backside of a barn as of late? Is it going to be the team that showed great effort in the loss against San Diego State? Is it going to be a team that, you know, doesn't play well on the road? Who knows?
And that's a sign of maybe some bigger problems. That's a sign of, you know, what's the chemistry like on this team? And it's unfortunate that, again, we're having to talk about chemistry issues, but you have to start wondering after a while. You know, someone asked me about a week and a half ago, you know, do the guys on this team like each other? And I said, well, they don't hate each other. I think they just coexist, though. It's hard to tell what that bond is like on this team right now, because it seems like there's so many things pulling in so many different directions. And that can be problematic as you're heading into a game this big where, I mean, you have to be on point because, look, UNLV, the last couple of years, just like this year, the more talented team going in there, but Colorado State just didn't have the confidence that it does this year that it can beat teams like UNLV. And UNLV squeaked away a win last year. They lost a game there 2 years ago. I mean, UNLV has no business being considered a favorite in this game, which they won't be. But UNLV's up against it. This is an uphill climb Saturday.
It is, and I think every time we do these podcasts, I talk about how there's really no true leader on the team. And at the beginning of the year, you kind of said Jasper Willis, Standback would kind of be your three guys to carry you along the way. Well, you know, Jasper's been downright awful. Standback started off strong, but he hasn't had any kind of offensive output the last three games probably. And you know, Willis is, you know, led him in scoring against Air Force. Just hasn't been the same this year. And I think for me, at least, watching them, it's like, who's going to take the shot? And there's times when they've got five guys on the court, and I'm like, well, who's going to score?
Yeah.
You know, who wants the ball and who could actually score when they get the ball? Two different things. So I think for UNLV to be successful Saturday, they're going to have to get off to a great start. And Standback's going to have to carry this team because he's shown that he could do it. He's been a non-factor the last three games offensively.
And he had a great game there last year, so that should be noted. He had one of his better games of the year last year at Colorado State. You know, they didn't have Willis around the first time around against CSU this year with the injury, but, you know, you're right, though. There's some guys right now whose offensive confidence is really struggling. You know, Justin Hawkins off the bench hasn't been shooting the ball very well for the last few weeks. Derek Jasper isn't shooting the ball at all. And that's kind of becoming an issue with, you know, you're having a guy out there for 18, 20 minutes a game, and he's really turning into a designated passer, and that puts you in a 4-on-5 situation on offense, and it hampers things. You know, they need someone to stand up and carry the load. You know, is it Willis? I don't know. Standback would be, like you said, the likely candidate and the guy most fitting.
Yeah, and they did it last year without Jasper down the stretch. But if you're going to get on the court, at least shoot the ball once. I mean, it's kind of like me when we play rec ball. I mean, I take it out, and then nobody even guards me because they know I'm afraid to shoot the ball. But literally, right? It's like, well, everybody, you know, our best guy's getting double-teamed because I can't pull the trigger. I don't want to pull the trigger, you know? But it's,
you have first-hand experience.
Yes, I'm Derek Jasper. I totally understand where everybody's coming from. And it's but here's the thing with UNLV. They pull up a win against Colorado State. The momentum coming down, we're getting close to March. You got to get some momentum going. If they could win this game at Colorado State, I think they're in a great spot.
Yeah, they absolutely are. And then they've got you know, they kind of head down to, if say they win this game, they'd be able to head down to Albuquerque on Wednesday with basically a pocket full of house money, because that's not a game that people are going to expect them to win at that point. And if they lose it, big deal. And then you just can't avoid – you have to avoid a slip-up against Utah or Wyoming in the final two games. This game, like we said, is going to determine a lot of things.
Yeah, and all the fellas that have their brackets, all the websites, still have UNLV in the tournament.
Yeah.
A loss on Saturday, though, puts them on that bubble. And I think a loss on Wednesday, which, listen, it's as tough as it's going to be to play on Saturday at Colorado State – magnify that for New Mexico. The Pit is just a tough environment. They handed BYU their lone loss there.
Yeah.
UNLV could likely lose their next two games. Very realistic. If that happens, are they still theoretically in?
Would you think they lose these two games?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. They're in trouble at that point. At that point, if they lose these two games, they've got to get to the championship game at least of the Mountain West tournament, and even then, it's a crapshoot. They're going to be sweating it out. Last year they got in on that 8-9 line. After fading down the stretch, I think they've finished the season 13-8. After the hot start 2 years ago, you know, this has become a trend, and don't think the selection committee isn't noticing that it's a trend with UNLV that they're getting themselves to this NCAA tournament shoe-in status by early December and then just falling off the cliff. It's not going to get you in the tournament very much or continuously, and they have to win this game, and that's what it comes down to. This is the most important game they have left. Can't think about the NCAA or the Mountain West tournament yet. They got to win this one.
Yeah, but back maybe 5 years ago, maybe even right when Kruger took the job, I always argued that UNLV fell into kind of the, I don't know, they fell into the safety net that, okay, the league tournament's on our home court. We could kind of, we're always going to be on the bubble for that NCAA NIT thing. So we could go through the motions. I always thought, knowing that the league tournament was on our home court and we could turn it up then and go for it. And I know that's not the mindset right now, but maybe it is. You know, I know that the last 2 or 3 years after they went to the tournament in back-to-back years, and they've been 3 out of the last 4 years, that instead of being on that bubble for the NCAA tournament, they kind of been on the bubble to make it to the second round.
Yeah.
That's kind of been like the expectation. But for part of me, I kind of think that for as bad as it's gone, that maybe there's that mindset that we do have that safety net, that even if we lose, we could rally together for 3 days and get in. In my humble opinion.
You're not going to get by on that, though. That's the problem. They can't rely on it. I mean, in my 3 years on the beat, they haven't had 1 year where they've gone into the Mountain West tournament knowing that they're in and been playing with a little bit of house money. And that's a problem.
And this year, San Diego State and BYU are, I mean, so clearly better than UNLV.
They're both going to be top three seeds in the NCAA tournament. They're gonna come to Vegas with nothing to worry about other than pride and staying healthy.
Yeah.
That's a nice position to be in, and it's a position that
maybe UNLV takes advantage of.
Back in November, a lot of people thought UNLV would be in. So I don't know. It's hard to look that far ahead with this game looming on Saturday. And if you want a prediction, I'm just with the recent trends, you got to pick Colorado State by about 5 or 6 points at least. They're beating every team that they're supposed to beat in the Mountain West. They have not lost one game that they should have won. It's amazing. And a lot of credit goes to Tim Miles, who honestly right now is my pick for Mountain West Coach of the Year.
And the thing I guess that's impressive for Colorado State is when you look up and down at that roster, it's not a – I don't know if they're
– Nothing stands out.
Yeah. So I guess they have that true team where if you look up and down at UNLV's roster, you see some talent.
Yeah.
You just don't see that same talent over there. But yet – you got a team versus just a bunch of guys who are out there, five guys on the court.
Yep.
And I think the team is really prevailing.
Yeah.
Predictions, I got three predictions for you. You think Colorado State's going to win on Saturday.
I do.
You've already established that. I'm kind of on the fence, but I agree with you. I think we both agree Wednesday New Mexico is going to win.
Yeah.
Okay. When it's all said and done, Selection Sunday, do you think UNLV's in?
Well, if my prediction holds up, no. But, I've been wrong before. So I just don't think that this team's had a tough time with pressure this year. And if they're going into the Mountain West tournament knowing that they've got to win two, maybe three games, I don't like the odds.
Okay. The one thing I do know is that it's getting close to March, and that's always a fun time for college basketball. You like it. I like it. We're bracket guys. We like to fill out our brackets when they're released. Folks, we'll be with you all the way until the last ball bounces for UNLV. Who knows? That might be in the NIT. God knows where they'll play the game. But thanks for – hopefully here.
Yeah.
But thanks for listening, and we'll be back with you all next week.